starring Nelson Eddy with a glamorous Metropolitan Opera star, Dorothy Kirsten, and our conductor pianist, Robert Armbruster, and his orchestra. I'm Ken Carpenter, and here is Nelson Eddy.
Sinners, and just follow me. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You're going to chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. The judgment day.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody.
I knew it. Sooner or later, it was bound to happen.
What's that, Ken?
Someone on the radio was going to finish a song without a telephone interrupting.
Oh, you want to vary your listening habits, Ken. Tune in on some other summer programs once in a while.
Are there any?
Well, there must be. Every time I switch on my radio, I hear somebody say, I was sitting in my office, see, when a beautiful doll walks in and says,
I'm looking for a private eye.
Thank you. I don't... But that's the idea, Dorothy. Every actor on the air this summer is a private eye.
Well, we have a lot in common with those eye programs, Nels. Every time Dorothy kissed and walks into the hall, you know what everybody says.
Is that good?
Oh, that's very good. Well, tonight Dorothy has even more sparkle in her eyes than usual, Ken. She's singing a song by Bizet that's heard sometimes as ballet music in the opera Carmen.
Bizet's Carmen? Wonderful opera.
Yes, they just made a movie of it with Rita Hayworth. She plays the part of Carmen, the girl who works in a cigarette factory.
I can just see that movie now. Opening with a chorus singing, at $42.
Matter of fact, they made the movie version of Bizet's opera without any music at all.
Yeah, Irving Berlin didn't have anything suitable for it, I guess. Well, suppose you make up for the oversight, Dorothy, with Ouvre ton coeur.
Let your heart be
Exciting, Dorothy. Bobby conducted like a man who really knows his way around Spain.
For years, I was known as the Jose Iturbe of Monogram Pictures.
You were?
Oh, Tico, Tico. You know, it's a strange thing that the most famous opera about Spain was written by Bizet, a Frenchman.
I wonder how he got his inspiration to write Carmen.
Well, he always had money troubles. The movie version probably would have him sitting at a table in some cafe drowning his sorrows in drink. He takes one drink after another, then all of a sudden he sees a beautiful girl with a rose between her teeth. In a flash, he grabs a napkin and a pencil and writes Carmen.
For all those drinks, it's a wonder he didn't write Carmen through the rye.
You know, it might not be a bad idea if operas had a simple melody like that somewhere in the score. You know, people like them.
Well, they certainly seemed to like them when you gave your concert at the Philharmonic, Nels. The way you packed them in down there, you must have gone home with quite a haul.
Oh, I picked up a few pennies.
Mm-hmm. Those prices, you must have been down on your knees all night.
Ken, you're thinking of Jolson. I sing standing up.
That's right.
Now, you want to catch Dorothy on one of her concert tours sometime, Ken. Or even in light opera.
Oh, you sing in light opera too, Dorothy?
Uh-huh. Got my first part at the Paper Mill Playhouse, New Jersey. And let's see, I got a part in Memphis and a part in Dallas.
It's a long way to go for parts.
But what a beautiful assembly job.
Oh, seems to me we better get back on the melody line.
Right. I can't think of a better melody right now than Eleanor Remick Warren's cowboy song, Sweetgrass Rains.
Well, partner, I'd sure like to hear that.
Well, partner, pull up a hot branding iron and sit down.
Sell your pony, cowboy, sell your pony to me. Braid a bridle and your puncher saddle and spend your money free. If I should sell my pony and ride the range no more, nail up my hat and my silver spurs above my shanty door, and let my door stand open wide to the snow and the rain and sun, and bury me singing in the early dusk along the river shore. I heard a singing to the early stars and the tune of a pony's feet.
there's really and truly nothing like it. I mean, of course, your favorite salad dressing and mine, the one and only Miracle Whip. With a can't-be-copied flavor, marvelously smooth texture, it's easily the most popular salad dressing ever created. Lively, different, delicious. Miracle Whip, you see, is a unique type of dressing. It combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, has a zesty, teasing flavor that millions prefer. Then, too, Miracle Whip salad dressing is famous for its luscious texture. A special beater used only by Kraft gives it beautiful satin smoothness. Always remember, when you buy it, it's the one and only Miracle Whip. Be sure, too, to save the empty pint and quart jars for canning.
Robert Armbruster not only knows his way around Bizet in Spain, he knows his way around Debussy in Araby. For example, Arabesque number one, Robert Armbruster and his piano.
May I ask a question, Bob?
Certainly.
Well, how does it happen that as your piano solo each week, you only play the music of the dead masters?
The live ones want money. Any further questions?
No, I think that closes the forum. You know, of course, we all have to make concessions once in a while, Bob. Dorothy likes to sing opera, but not too long ago, she sang with a radio swing group.
No.
Oh, yes. I sang in Kate Smith's shadow for 2 years.
Well, that's a nice shady spot in the summer. Got any songs lying around from those early shows you'd like to do for us tonight, Dorothy, while we've got Armbruster trapped at the piano?
Well, if Bobby remembers it, there was one I always enjoyed doing for a very special reason. Take Me in Your Arms.
Gee, I hope she sings this with gestures.
Take
take me in your arms before we part. Let me thrill again to your caress of yesterday. Let me fill again my heart.
What a wonderful idea, Dorothy. Take me in your arms.
I like take me out to the ball game.
You play your game, I'll play mine.
I'll be glad to be on your team, too. You know any songs like Take Me in Your Arms, Nelson?
Well, not offhand, Ken, but I know a pretty good one from a show called Babes in Arms. Where or when?
Well, let's make it right here and now.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. Smile, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. Seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
It seemed to me that was a pretty advanced love song for babes in arms to be singing.
Well, you got the wrong kind of babes, Ken. These are the kind it's a pleasure to sit with for free.
Why is it that men have so many names for women? Babe, chick, tomato. Women never have any names for men.
They do after they're married.
Please, Nelson, we're on the air.
I don't think those names are respectful either. I was brought up to believe a man couldn't like a girl and he didn't respect.
Well, I tell you, Dorothy, I like girls.
Yes?
That's all, I like girls.
I do too, Nels.
They'll never take the place of baseball.
Most people seem to think that love makes the world go round.
And in old Vienna, you could blame it on too much waltzing.
In old Vienna?
No.
How did you get in old Vienna?
Well, it seems a couple by the name of Dorothy Kirsten and Nelson Eddy started to sing an Oscar Strauss waltz called While Hearts Are Singing.
I don't hear a thing.
You will. Thank you.
Calendar lately? Well, it won't be long until that fine Labor Day weekend when picnics are certainly in the family news. So for Mom, who's probably planning the basket lunch, I have a really good idea. The August issue of most of the leading women's magazines has a recipe for your picnic potato salad. Not just ordinary potato salad, but the kind made with the one and only Miracle Whip. Be sure to try it. It's wonderful. For you see, with its irresistible different flavor, Miracle Whip salad dressing does wonders for any salad. Made by a secret recipe, it's a unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. Everybody loves its lively, zesty flavor. And then a special Kraft beater gives it extraordinary smoothness. Always keep it on hand, the one and only Miracle Whip. Incidentally, save those pint and quart Miracle Whip jars. They're perfect for canning.
Song that hails the end of sorrow and a glorious tomorrow. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Heart of My Heart.
Heart of my heart, whom I adore. Love of my life forevermore. When early morn shall bring the dawn. Day will come. and with the sunshine. Our love shall waken in its radiance, and there shall be an end of sorrow, an end of sorrow. And then a glorious tomorrow, a glorious tomorrow, tomorrow. Heart of my heart, love of my love, heart of my heart.
Ali says tonight, get-togethers here in KMH always seem to come to a close too soon. But Dorothy Kirsten, Ken Carpenter, Robert Armbruster, and I will be taking up where we left off again next week. Until next Thursday, then, this is Nelson Eddy saying good night. Good night, Dorothy.
Good night, Nelson.
Good night, everybody.
Why not stay tuned to the Seal Test Show, which follows immediately. Next week and the week after, it's back to school for millions of American youngsters. So, motorists, drive carefully. Watch out for the kids. Give them a break. Mothers, be sure to talk about safety every day. For instance, teach the children this little jingle. To school and at play, let's take the safe way. Repeat that every morning when you bid them goodbye. To school and at play, let's take the safe way. Let's all take the safe way. It's back to school time, time for special precautions to protect America's children.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.